to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Time. Kezo Zakala.
Zakala. Come on, Pena.
Biggest song in the country right now.
Number one.
On Metro Parapara.
Yo.
Ukhozi.
Everywhere.
Yeah. That's my brand new single, man. Lufuno featuring King D Music, man. Oh. And P Tempo, man.
Wow.
We're taking it to the top. We're buying a Viano after this one, dog.
Yay!
For the horse.
It's the piano level.
What's the song called?
Lufuno.
Lufuno.
Yeah, it means love in Venda.
Yes.
Is it not like you're looking for someone?
No.
Oh, like Lufuno Munto or something.
Lufuno.
Yeah.
Also, Lufuno, so whenever I hear a person whose name is Lufuno,
yes,
They are Tando, actually.
Tando,
basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. What did you write about Lufuno, King? I never asked you that.
Yeah. Actually, remember, like, we after you sent me a couple of bits, we were having a chat. You're like, what do you want to write about? I was like, you know, should I write about, you know, just life or love or whatever? You're like, nah, you know, write about love.
Yeah, and you then, know, you women know, love.
Yeah. And, you know, my fiance, you know, she inspired the song. And yeah, man.
Oh,
so,
hey, you have a beautiful wife, really, man.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, bro.
He recently got engaged.
Follow him on
Instagram. That's good.
And shout out to Pi Radio in the UK. Hey?
The logo FM station.
Yeah.
In the UK. That was dope. How did you make that happen?
Yeah.
I've done an interview there before.
Okay.
And I know a lady who's part of management. So I was like, yo, hey, you know, we're dropping this track. And I know that they've been supporting Ama Piano a lot. They've had like, you know,
Piano
Vocalistic. They're also doing another tour like this, you know, December, you know, getting some South African artists to go to the UK. So I was like, hey, we're dropping this song and we'd like to premiere this. So she was like, yeah, man, let's do it.
And I got a call from Black Coffee. He's like, he usually doesn't listen to piano, but he likes the track.
Oh wow.
He vibes with it. He loves it. He says he might jam it in Ibiza.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Hey, things are really happening, eh? In Kosinati. You got a call from Kosinati.
Wow.
Make sure you come out to my birthday party. King D is going to be performing the song.
Of course, yes. On the 6th.
Yeah, this coming 6th. Yo, man, I can't wait for my birthday, bro.
It's going to be wild.
Literally, 5 days, 6 days to go?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, my birthday present, what I want is for the song to be number one. Because how many artists have come on the show and then the songs just go to number one?
Yeah.
Of course.
So at least we can get Rufuno to number one.
Now we can. It's a beautiful song.
I've never had a hit single, dog.
Unmerited. Seriously.
I've never had a hit song.
Is it? Yeah.
So I'm holding thumbs, eh?
Okay.
Let's get it number one on Spotify.
All right. Okay, let's do this, guys.
Number one on Spotify.
Let's do this.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Stream. I'll put the link in the description below. Stream the song. Let's get it to number one, man.
Let's get it.
Number one.
Let's give to McG his dream.
Yeah.
Birthday gift.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you can't come to the birthday party, at least stream the song.
You know.
Stream the song, yes.
Yeah.
But the party's looking crazy, man.
We've
got Heavy K, we've got Knock Music,
ooh,
we've got Amos,
ooh,
we've got Catmaster, Black Velvet,
ooh.
Spontaneous DJ, so
and
much.
Sol.
Yes, I'm taking Sol out of retirement.
Yeah, Sol is playing, guys.
I'm not playing, but I'm playing. I'm playing around.
What are you playing? What are you playing now, bro?
I play music, man.
Yeah.
I play music. Obviously, it depends on the occasion, place, but I'm not those people, DJs, who's going to be like, I play Afro Tech. I do. But I also play piano. I play everything old school as well.
Favorite song of the year so far?
Song of the year, I'm going to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's November. We've just gotten into November. I'm calling it.
Mm.
Asibe Happy. Prince KB. Oh. I'm gonna give a cabello. Give a cabello again. Comes with a small.
I'm calling it.
I see, baby. That song's gonna be a crossover.
Yeah.
Like it's got, to me, it's not even piano, but come on, we can.
It's musical.
I think Kabza is so musical. Like, you know, he plays, he's good with the chords. It's gonna be a crossover. It's got that Ibiza feel about it, you know? International feel about it. So, I see, baby, I'm putting it there. Izolo was also dope. I think Izolo will be like number two or three. Mm. Okay, when we say song of the year, what are we talking about?
Because Midnight, what song do you want to hear?
Yeah,
but where? Remember,
because
where? There's two, right? No, there's like on radio, there's Metro FM, and then
no, of course,
there's
Ukhozi. There's Ukhozi.
Ukhozi is the real,
the real.
Then regionally, of course, Parapara, and then we'll do the
Parapara.
And Olofuno will make it.
How do you say? Is it Parapara or Parapara?
Parapara.
Parapara.
Like it's Parapara. Yes, you know. Yeah. Those have regionally in like Pumalanga, it's the Lungana FM or whatever.
Yeah.
It's Lungana, right?
Ikwekwezi is where? Wait.
Yeah, Ikwekwezi or something. Yes, yes. So, but it's like nationally, it's Metro. Ukhozi. I'm talking about Ukhozi right now. It's going to be Asibe Happy.
Yeah.
Yours? Because,
lady?
Guys, I'm so. I still want to believe in Osama, guys. Osama.
You know come on.
Right? Let me tell you something. Osama is song of the year material. Problem is time.
Oh, Imali, guys.
Imali.
Imali.
Which one?
Na mnye phone Imali. Oh, Big Zulu phone Imali. Na mnye
The Kabza one.
No, Zakes. Yeah.
Okay. So you saying it's gonna be Imali by Zakes?
Yeah,
Osama is. It's just the timing. It's they dropped it. Very early.
Too early.
Too early. Okay.
Kabza dropped Balele, ne? I'm like, oh, fuck, this is fire.
Yeah.
Then I heard your song.
Oof.
Asibe Happy. I'm like,
Asibe Happy is... Oh,
and then, for me, it's gonna be the new Kabza with Ntsaki music. Not Ntsaki, Msaki.
Msaki.
The new Kabza. I heard a snippet.
You guys don't know it.
Which one is this one?
Fuck, I gotta play it for you after
this. Yeah, I heard a snippet when they were in the studio. Msaki wearing a blue track.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Also, I like Nkolele, Buhle, and who's this guy? Pasta 929.
Oh, Pasta!
Yes.
Pasta dropped, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He dropped like an EP.
Tribute to Mpura.
Tribute to Mpura. Mm. So beautiful, man.
Mm.
So beautiful.
But yeah, that song, Nkolele. It's number one in the country right now.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
We'll play it before the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
So that's my number one. Yeah, those two.
So Nkolele.
Yeah, and you gotta hear the one with Cubs and
Msaki.
So what is it, dog? What's your December song?
I'm calling between, but okay, 12 o'clock, Pasta. Pasta. Yeah, but all of December I'm playing Msaki and Kabza.
Nice.
In all my sets. Nah. After I play Lufuno. Two hits back to back.
Lufuno is a hey, that Lufuno one. But you thought if you don't play old music, who's going to
play it? Who's going to play it, you know?
Exactly.
Anyway, hit the Varimini, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Cancel. Like you never left. Boy, oh boy, am I glad we finally dropped Team on Touch. Couldn't post anything for like 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks.
Hey, Rufuno's coming out. Yeah.
But when is Tibo Touch coming out?
We're going to Ghana.
But when is Tibo Touch going live?
You could see. It was hectic, guys.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Thank goodness, bro.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. And now people know what the delay was.
Yeah.
Because the footage went missing.
Yeah, the footage was corrupted. And we tried to recover it. So that's why like we couldn't drop 3 weeks ago because we tried all these programs. We even took to a specialist and they couldn't recover the files.
Mm.
So then we just had to put it up like that.
No,
because it's the content that matters.
That same week, the Melican guys, I think they were shooting like some booked for a corporate thing with ANC. So the problem is they saved that footage in the same folder. That's why our footage got corrupt. Corrupt by association.
And you know on the network, we never throw anyone under the bus.
Yeah.
But Melican Media fucked up.
Yeah.
Basically.
Don't say podcast and chill
with
shit in the same folder as ANC footage. No, she corrupted. Please, guys. Please.
But dog, what must we buy so that we can back up the stuff we shoot? Like, what do we need to get, bro? We need to invest in that. Because we can't have that happening again, bro.
The thing is too big now, the thing.
Yeah.
Now we need some expensive stuff.
Like what? Let's invest. Talk. We gotta invest in the business.
An ATEM Extreme ISO.
So what will that do?
So it also records and backs up footage on another hard drive. Wow.
So we'll have the cards and then on a hard drive we'll have backup.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get that, bro.
Now, I'm seeing, you know, Twitter's got experts, right? When it's the Oscar thing, it's lawyers. So now it's IT experts with Tibo Touch thing, and they're all saying, we don't have a cloud. So explain.
Oh, must get a cloud?
No, like uploaded like backup shit on the cloud.
Oh,
you know, so please, in my cloud. explain why we're not doing the cloud thing.
So uploading, number one, takes hours. The footage we handle, over 50 gigs. This episode.
Yes, it's literally cost three cameras.
Yeah. So it takes time to upload.
Thank you.
Mind you, it's not the only thing we shoot. We're shooting almost every day.
The car podcast.
Imagine
the ladies
uploading
on the
all
table.
Of those things, then having to download them all, and before we edit, there's no time to do all of that. So the best thing to do is to get like a big ass hard drive.
A hard drive.
And then a vision mixer.
Awesome.
We don't need a vision mixer.
It's the
ATEM. Vision mixer?
Oh,
it's the ATEM.
The ATEM.
Yeah, the thing we must get.
So what does vision mixer do?
There's a visual you can see. So you're mixing while you're singing. It's basically
Gadget you told me about, you're mixing live.
Yeah.
In real time.
Like proper TV shows, they use vision mixes.
Yeah, vision mix then is a 1964 term. Now it's called an ATEM.
Hey, jeez. Is he, Jamator?
He's not a polemic G, bro.
Hey.
He's a dull person, you know?
I'm a doll.
Yeah. What did you think of the episode, though? Because I remember I went to the house, to the boys' house when they were editing. And I ended up watching the interview again because I'd forgotten about it. Bro, I had goosebumps, man. Mm. The shit that guy was dropping.
Bro, I always know during the episode that this is gold. Mm. And with Thibaut Touch, it was one of those. Right? And the reason that's coming up eventually when you drop reason.
yeah,
it's gold. Ooh, but the Thibaut Touch, I knew it was gold when, you know, like the guy was just dropping gems and gems and gems.
How come he's never like in the top five when we ask people top five DJs? I think he's underrated. Eh?
Radio.
Yeah,
radio-wise.
Yeah, true. He's never,
bro.
That's strange.
And since he did Metro FM Drive, it hasn't been the same. It's been pop since, bro.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, who does Drive now?
I don't even know.
Hey, who
it's the Kings
Drive?
Of the Weekend. But okay, the Kings of the Weekday.
Oh, yes. Mm. Knaves and... yes. Oh, shame, man. Nice guys, though.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. You're right. Like, Touch is amazing. Mm. He's just good. But I wouldn't have him on my top five, though. If we're being
honest. Why, though?
Why?
I don't know. His show was surprisingly entertaining. And it's one of the shows that, surprisingly, I became a fan of. You know when, like, you don't expect, and you're like, hey, this thing is good. This thing is nice. I enjoy this thing, you know? Yeah, but, hey, that's top five. There's too much talent, dog.
Yeah, and I was with your father on Thursday night.
For real?
We saw pictures.
Tato and Fat Joe.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was dope, man, because I had a meeting with him during the day.
Fresh.
No, Fat Joe.
Fat Joe.
And then Serge the Blesser was there. So Serge the Blesser is like, he's hosting at News Cafe. So I was like, all right, cool, I'll come through.
Yeah.
And that's how I ended up. And then when I got there, Fresh was there, he was playing.
Oh.
Then I took a picture, I posted it, one of the comments. That. Someone's like, damn, bro, you're so short. I thought the channel of money would make you grow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Bro, what's the obsession with Channel O, bro?
Okay, before we move on to that, it's your turn today. One must go. Fresh or Fat Joe?
Mm. Fresh's gotta go, bro.
Hey! Fresh,
bro. You know I love Fat Joe, dog.
Yeah.
Fresh
I saw
must
that
go.
Coming.
Yeah, Fresh is clean, doesn't fuck around, doesn't push the boundaries, you know?
But Fat Joe. Okay, you're talking about broadcasting,
not, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yes, okay, fair
he's
enough.
He's clean, he's smooth.
He's a family, he's a brand. Like,
he's textbook,
yes.
Okay. Radio way, Fat Joe pushes the boundaries, you know?
Yeah,
that's why he's been fired so many times. So for that reason, I choose Fat Joe.
Because you are, fair enough, that's a good thing.
I get that.
You're asking what?
I hope my mom agrees with that.
Hey, your mom.
You know she's a fresh group.
Did you get a call? How dare you? I was at a party in 97 with Fresh.
So I'm saying, bro, like, literally, I don't understand the obsession with people and this Channel O money. Because the deal we have with Channel O, we had the exact same deal with Super TV.
Mm.
And Super TV sometimes wouldn't even upload because we had some technical issues. But I never saw, like, Super TV money.
Super TV money.
Yeah, I don't get it, bro.
I don't get it. Like, someone will say, hey, guys, the episode on Channel O is cut and whatnot and edited and whatnot. Then I asked, okay, brother, how do you get a two-hour show to become a one-hour show? You edit. Unless we could give you the full show, but it's gonna play two times the speed. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's edited. And also, I'm like, yo, you guys, chillers. And they were chillers before Channel O, and they're on YouTube.
Yeah.
So someone else was complaining that because Robert Marawa tweeted about if Thibaut Tatshi's episode is doctored and edited, then I know for sure that someone at Channel O watched the episode and declined to put it on. Guys, Podcast and Chill is Podcast and Chill, and this is the primary platform of Podcast and Chill. Chillers have been there before Channel O. We put up every episode we shoot. We put up fresh, not edited. Mm. We put up Rob, not edited. Whether Channel O puts it up or not, why does it matter? Because we shoot the content for Chillers, and primarily Chillers consume the stuff on YouTube.
But you know what was happening. It was very disappointing for Rob to tweet that. Mm. But you know what's happening, right? His beef is with Multi.
Yeah, we get that.
We were just collateral damage.
But he came, exactly, and he came to Podcast and Chill.
And he shat.
YouTube channel.
And he shat on his previous employees.
And that's employers.
Employers.
And that's cool, and we put it on.
And we put it on.
We put it up.
We could have easily taken that out if we were censored.
Guys, people, get, understand this. Channel O has editorial control over what they put up on their platform. Right, and we have 100% editorial control of what we put up, and we don't edit stuff. We don't try to push a particular narrative. We do what we do. When he interviews people, he does what he does, and we take that 100% raw as it is, and we put it up
with no footage.
With no footage even. Hey, like that footage thing. And people, I'm trying to explain, like, God, yo, I was explaining.
Oh,
I was like, guys, they were like, yeah, Channel O, when I think it's the term we use, we said redacted and whatnot.
Yeah.
And generally, like, if something is redacted in a document, you'd see a lot of black lines.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Meaning things are erased and you'll never see them.
Yeah.
But with us, guys, the interview is exactly what we shot from the first word to the last word. It's just that the visual, because it's two recordings happening.
Yeah.
Right? Visual cameras and mic. Audio. And the audio. Mm. The audio is there. Mm. And the audio is the conversation.
Yeah.
The conversation is the interview.
Yeah.
So I don't get why people are like, hey. And a lot of people actually appreciate it. Because you're listening to what these guys are talking about.
Yeah.
You've seen them. They're on the lawn. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's it for 2 hours.
And also, what is there to censor? Because Thibaut Tatshi didn't say anything about multi-choice.
Why would we? And even if he did, we'd still put it up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit about multi-choice. And we still put it up.
Yeah.
Like, I that Channel O thing is perplexing, bro. Like, it's really weird. But
I think
it's
people,
not all the chillers.
Let's, yeah.
Some chillers were busy. It's not all the chillers. Yeah.
Yeah. Some chillers were like, guys, are you not reading what Saul is saying? He's literally saying the whole interview is there. Footage was missing, not audio, not the conversation.
Yeah.
Nothing in the conversation was doctored or edited.
Mm.
Oh, yo.
Yo. But isn't it sometimes coming from a place of like jealousy? Like people just not, it's just because now we said, oh, we've got the Channel O bag. Now it's just like,
I think we need to be poor forever.
Poor.
No, straight up. I get those vibes.
Yeah.
I get the vibes. That, and I'm like, and someone said, man, these are not real. Real chillers. No. Like, I'm like, why does it bother people so much?
So much.
We did have a TV deal before with Super TV.
Yeah.
And it's not a problem.
And the money that Channel O is giving us is going to help produce world-class content.
Imagine if we went and landed on like a Netflix deal. Yeah.
You see, now we can buy a Vision Mixer. What did he say?
Yeah. ATM is the new term.
ATM.
ATM, yeah. You're the ATM who give birth to another ATM. It's ATM, right?
ATM.
ATM.
Alright, for the sake of the podcast, it's ATM.
ATM.
ATM, guys.
Yeah, where would I get the money to buy that? Hey,
but anyway. I don't get it, bro. Like,
yeah, man.
Like, oh man, that thing, it hurts me.
Yeah, actually. It does.
It actually hurts me. Like, a lot. It hurts me.
Yeah.
Like that channel. Yeah, it's a Channel O thing. Yeah, yeah.
Imagine you're going to use the bag to complain about something that is not even related to Channel O.
Yeah, then you say this. Thing. Yeah, protecting the bag. I'm like,
yo.
Yo. It hurts.
It hurts.
It personally hurts me.
Yeah. It does, bro.
Like it really, because it's
like from,
why?
Yeah,
yeah,
yes.
yeah, like guys.
And the bag is not even that big, guys. Like if they knew. It's not even like
life changing. You know what I mean?
We haven't made it.
I mean, it helps. It helps. Right? But it's not like, guys, but you know, to go to Ghana, to fly all over the, and we're trying to do Africa. You know what I mean? We need money for that. And it's all for chillers.
Yeah. I saw the Ghana episode didn't land, bro.
It didn't land.
It was 50-50.
Is it?
Also, comment, someone said, you guys could have video called this episode.
Oh, wow. Oh. Listen, man, we were tired. We were tired.
At the time, it was one of my favorite episodes of the year.
I love that episode.
Because we weren't talking about trending things. It was just content.
Just pure, exactly, with people in a foreign country.
Yeah, because I get tired of talking about, I mean, we have three celebs in the country, man. Yeah. Every week, it's always Bonang this, Somizi this, whatever this.
Casper this,
you know?
Yes, that's boring. Yeah. We should do more of those.
Yeah.
Your uncle got... buses, right?
Yeah.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know, like if you can give us an old bus or something. I know. I mean, you know what I mean. I'm reaching it. Give us an old bus.
Yeah.
We convert it.
Yeah.
Make it podcast and chill bus.
Yeah.
And do a show from the northernmost part of South Africa to like Cape Town.
Oh. Wow.
Lucina to.
Yes.
Kempsey.
It's that channel of money, ne?
You see what it does. Right? It helps you.
It gets you an old bus.
Guys, money helps you, you know, be creative. Yeah. Because you don't have to work from a point of desperation or from a point of, we just need to keep the lights on, right? Mm. It helps you to explore and shit. You know what I mean?
I know why he wants to explore. Because obviously when we were recording the Ghana episode, I was sitting on the couch with him.
Yeah.
So I couldn't see him like from the camera view. So when I watched back the episode, I saw why he wants to explode. Did you see how close he was to the song? Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
So did you see yourself? Yo.
I didn't know.
Did you see that footage?
Someone was like, no, this is not lust. This is... pure love. The man is engulfed and staring into her soul. Yo, I didn't see myself.
Hey, I'll show you a video.
I was gone.
Yo. Man, I cried tears when I was like, hey, yo, cried tears.
Literally hip. Hypnotized me.
Hey. No, she hypnotized me. Uchele hip scene.
I even say, hey, you even say hip scene. Ha, 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 ha. I saw that thing.
Oh, God.
There was a spell on me. Bro, I was gone. Eh?
For 10 minutes, wow.
I was like,
she says, wow.
Wow. And it's not like I was like lasting like you know, predator vibes. No, it was... I was gone.
Man. You could smell the peats, ne?
Huh?
You could smell the peats.
Yeah, no, man, but she's a nice person, you know? Yeah. Like,
lovely girl.
They're so cool. Her and her sister, very cool, down to earth, you know?
Yeah, man. I enjoyed that Ghana episode. I can't believe people didn't like it, man.
No, people loved it.
Yeah. No.
Anyway, you know what? Another episode which is dope. You have to check this out.
Which one?
It's probably in the top 10 interviews we've done this year.
Uh-huh.
Celestine Dooley.
She's coming.
I can't wait.
Hey, man, the people are showing
Hey, man.
My favorite reason for Celeste also. Like,
your reason was dope.
Reason. We did reason same day as Kid X.
Alkaline.
Yeah.
So nice and tipsy. And then it got dark outside. So we went into
one of the rooms at River Middle Manor,
where we shot Celeste as well. We shot Kid X there. We shot Tibo Touch there. And Reason went into one of the rooms. It was incredible, man. Like, I don't know. Like, Reason, everything it touches now, it turns to gold. I mean, Izolo. That verse. We know who wrote the verse. That verse is verse of the year.
Yeah.
Across all genres, gospel included.
Ooh.
Gospel is not gonna miss the smoke. That thing is that verse. Ooh. Nah, Reason, shout out. We enjoyed that interview. I think it's gonna be one of the best interviews.
A lot of people have been asking us what we think about Uncle Waffles.
Oh, Waffles, the dancing lady.
Yeah.
What do you think about her?
She's dope, man. I think she's changed the game. I think now soon ladies are going to have to strip, man. You know, when they DJ. Oh, like every song, they must take something out when they mix. She's changed the game. Like you can't DJ as a woman without a thong now. You fucked.
It Michael's my DJ in Korea.
Yeah. And I tried to book her for my birthday party.
Oh, you did, you?
She's booked in Ghana.
Oh,
Ghana. Yeah, so she couldn't make it.
Shut up. Wow, yeah. For real.
Yeah, like she's gone, bro. She's
Does
gone.
Does she know how they play in Ghana?
Yeah.
How do they play in Ghana?
Oh, you didn't come with us.
Oh, I didn't go to the nightclub, no.
No, he went. What did he do? What did. To refresh.
You went to refresh.
Oh, yeah. I told the guy, let's go freshen up.
Yeah, freshen
like
up.
10 o'clock at no, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And the guys are like, yeah, let's go to the club. I'm like, guys, go freshen up, please. And then at 6 a.m. we'll be fresh. And you can do all the clubbing you want. How about that? So I went to go freshen up. Freshen- and then went to the club. How do they play in Ghana?
Yeah.
They play like, you see on Shazam, when you say previous song and it plays like 10 seconds of the song. Yeah, they play like that.
But yeah.
Like the whole set is like that.
So they mega mixing. Is it like mega mixing?
It's not even mega mixing. It's 10 seconds. It's like,
it's like your favorite line of every song.
Lele, abalele.
Wow.
Yo.
For real.
Is that right? Is that fast?
And then from abalele. Nzami nyami nyami nga izolo.
Ah, sing it again.
Yeah.
Okay, two. You're going too far. You're going too far.
Happy.
Yeah. Yo. Hey.
And they're rocking, dog.
They're rocking.
Well, you're a DJ. I was a DJ. There's two DJs. Why don't you go and say, hey, can I have a set?
I tried.
They took his stick because they play with Serato. Took his stick. Put the music in the laptop. He played one song, and then they told him, "Nah, it's fine. We'll play for you." And then they played these songs.
They copied the music.
They copied the music. Yo. They started playing all their mapiano. They were having a good time with DJs.
Because before Aya, they only played like three mapiano songs.
Wow.
And then
John Fulicate, that was the hit.
The hit, yeah.
Oh, the hit is what John
Fulicate.
What John Fulicate guy?
Why Fulicate?
Bambalele out.
Speaking about piano, man, what did you think about Jazzy Q suing our boy, man? Ria from Every Something. What's the podcast?
Isam. Wow, Every Something. It's Isam, Everything SM Music.
Everything SM.
Yeah. They actually invited me, but I was away. It was a last minute thing.
Well, you are doing rounds on all these podcasts.
Hey, I'm doing rounds.
Well, you are booked and busy. Eh?
Yeah, they want me there. Hey, they want. I don't know what it is. You know, they want that podcast and chill juice. Everybody thirsty for that juice.
Yeah.
But I couldn't make it. I think it was warranted.
Yeah. Just tell people what happened. Yeah. Don't know what happened.
Okay, so basically, Ria Khopane from Everything SA Music spoke shit again about Bonang, but he had some valid points that she weaponizes her following, blah, 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 and that she was going to America to record a podcast. What happened? We haven't seen a single episode. That aside, that was also a bit
The footage got corrupted.
Yeah.
Or ANC folders.
Yeah. You know the problem. You know the problem. Yeah.
Then.
Melligan, were you shooting for her?
Hey, Melligan. That's why our episodes are 3 hours late.
It's the channel of bag.
Yeah, it's the channel of bag.
The channel of bag.
It's your color.
Yeah, and land. You see bags under your eyes. It's the channel of bag. And then he went into Mr. Jazzik. And he literally said that Jazzik was behind the deaths of Mpura Kilakau and the rest of the guys. But mainly it was Mpura Kilakau.
Sacrifice.
Basically sacrifice them. Yeah.
So basically, like, utweleng abo. You know, that's what the term, utwala, essentially. Like, some people do it.
That's a heavy allegation.
That's a heavy allegation,
dude, I was like,
guys.
Whoa, bro. How do you... And you can't say alleged, because alleged from where? You know what I mean? People are like...
Down under.
People are like, hey, you can't say alleged. I'm like, alleged from where? Allegedly.
What the ancestors told you.
Hey. Hey, school... He's gonna scoop my catini.
He was the ancestors.
No, he's like, the ancestors told me. No, you can't get away with that one, bro. Sorry. And yeah, he literally said, Mr. Jazzik, sacrifice some pura.
Cheers, King D.
Bye.
Yo, when, King D.
What are we sacrificing to make the song a hit? Because you see, maybe that's why we don't have a hit. We need to sacrifice someone. We'll pray over it.
We'll pray.
Yeah, hey, our king is big.
It's a blessed one.
He's
this
a
one.
Church guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a gospel singer.
Yes, he's always a gospel singer.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. So, like, that's what Ria said. Like, he literally said, he sacrificed them for obviously more fame and fortune. Literally.
And do you believe him?
And then he said, wait. And then he explained why. I mean, the guy was in the UK when that happened, whatever. He
during the funerals, yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't posted things like, yo, I miss you guys, I love you guys, and videos and all that.
Mm.
Do I believe him? Mm. I don't believe him. Those things happen, though.
For real? You think there's black magic?
Yeah, they happen. Like,
in the industry?
Like, no, not in the industry. But like sometimes, like a taxi owner, like the car will get into an accident and... But a twilight band were in the taxi or whatever, right? For more money and stuff. Because remember, when you've got a snake or I'm a boys or something, you got to sacrifice to it. That's fuck. Why a lot of people who abatwele, if you notice, they will lose. I spoke about some guy in Cape Town. I won't say any names, but he was
just
big,
to interject, lost. Bro. I never believed in that. And the Sangoma confirmed.
Oh,
it's a real thing.
You went to a Sangoma?
No, remember when we were in Ghana? She was telling us like she went to...
Oh, the one who was sitting next to me.
Yes. She confirmed the what he's saying is real. I never
believed
it.
Twala, and generally, you got to sacrifice to the thing.
But don't you sacrifice the close people? The people that are close to you, though?
Yes.
Your family?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And
like,
she said it's not a snake, but it's like a...
It's a creature.
It's a creature. Mm. Sometimes it is a snake, but it's like a creature.
Mm. And one of her family members passed away. Not didn't pass away, got a stroke.
When he saw the creature.
When he saw the creature. Now, no one knew what happened. So he got a stroke, and obviously now his ability to communicate was hindered, hampered.
Yeah.
And then he passed away at a later stage. Mm. But she saw in the dream, and she said she felt... what he felt when he saw that thing.
Oh.
And he came to her in her dreams to tell her that when I got a stroke, I just seen someone's snake, a creature. And that thing is so scary looking, ugly, disgusting. It's just vile and filth and evil. Like when you lay your eyes on it, you know that that thing didn't come from God, you know?
Mm.
And that's what happened. So when you see that thing, it's not... a thing. Some people, it is literally just a snake, a serpent.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a different kind of creature. So yeah, no, man.
I'm still scared. Even when she like, even now when you're saying this, I'm like, yo, it's scary, man.
It's scary. It's goosebumps.
Yo,
bro,
when she was saying it.
Yeah. So people do sacrifice, and sometimes you can sacrifice. Here's what happens: you can give it anything, right? Or sacrifice people close to you, but eventually it boils down to your own family, like your wife, your kids, and whatnot. That's why abantu abathwele, sometimes you'll find that the kids passed away. The wife passed away, right? Because the shit is like, okay, stop giving me strangers. I want something of your blood.
Yeah.
You know?
How do you feel about all this, man?
It's scary, dog. We live in a different world. Bro, the world are in, there's other worlds out there. People live in other worlds.
That's
like, there's
wild.
Other worlds.
That's wild.
I mean, there's different worlds. Like, there's the underworld. There's, even in real life, there's other worlds out there.
Sure.
I mean, Matthew Booth died. Is it not Matthew Booth?
Not Matthew,
sorry,
Booth.
Matthew Booth. Who? Booth.
Who to that?
Fucking hell. Not Matthew Booth. Mark Batchelor. Remember, he died under a hail of bullets because it was in the underworld with drugs and whatnot. People lived crazy worlds out there, bro.
Do you think it exists black magic in the music industry?
Yeah. Because I think black magic exists everywhere.
Everywhere. In every
like, if
industry.
You go to varsity, there's a kid in class who's trying to use black magic for whatever he believes will benefit
ways,
him.
Guys,
yes.
No
right?
Yeah.
And you're just in class to learn. There's black magic everywhere. So if I see there's someone in the street who is naked outside your yard doing some stuff. Now I know this from experience.
Yeah.
That's why I told Hillbro, like, when I fell off, I was never going to go back to the hood.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, go to a place where no one knows me.
What
no
did you see?
Fuck about me. Okay, now everybody knows me there. I need to move now. No, for real, though. I literally need to move, you know? So, because, dude, black magic exists everywhere. So, the music industry is not exempt of people who want to take shortcuts in
is
that
it,
way.
Is it to get a hit?
to get ahead.
A hit song.
Oh, nah, they get head. After gigs, they get head.
No, no.
They don't need to get ahead. Ahead, you get head. And every gig you go to, you'll get head while you're playing under the decks.
Oh, is that why you're a DJ now?
Oh! I have to go to stage.
He's anti waffles.
Hey!
Yeah, man.
Where's the thong, dog?
I got the thong. I'll bring out the thong. Don't worry. I'll bring out the thong. You know, I'll be playing in America. Mike Tyson will be there like, yo, play the thong. My favorite thong.
That's the only way we'll get a thong out of you.
Nah, man, but it exists, dog. Black magic is everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
sure. No, it's bad.
We live in a. Yeah, sometimes you just need to pray.
From relationships, from the corporate,
relationship, even corporate, dog. In a room full of white people, and there's some people there. You know what I mean? People, black magic is there, B.
It's there.
This is scary, man.
You just need to pray for your own safety and path that it's not just hindered not in this by podcast. Anyone throwing things, and do your thing naturally and in your God-given talent.
Yeah.
And that's it. Some people, they're not playing to the rules.
But anyway, fuck Jazik anyway.
And also, did you see the video of him? So the thing, there's a video, right? Like, I don't like Jazik also because, you know, he didn't want to come onto the podcast for no reason.
Do you know what happened, Ghost Lady?
Yeah, I remember the story.
So for those who don't know, we had booked an interview with Jazik.
Yeah.
And like we always say, like, if you don't want to come to the show, not a problem, but don't waste our time.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So he said he's going to come on the show, right?
Yes.
And we're going to Cape Town that day.
Yes.
So we even moved our flight to later so that we can shoot. We moved our flight to 3 p.m.
Yes.
So that we can shoot him at 11.
Yes.
So on the day, you know, the guys are coming from Pretoria. Saul is from Hillbro.
Yes.
I'm from Midrand.
Yes.
We all converge to Junk Park.
Junk Park that he owns, apparently.
Yeah, that he owns. We get there at 10.
Marlboro.
Because the interview is 11. We get there at 10. We set up. The lights are everywhere. Boom, boom, boom. We chill there at 11, 12, 1. He calls. He's like, yeah, guys, I'm not coming. I'm not doing the interview. The fucking nerve, bro. All those resources, the time wasted.
You know what I mean?
Like, if you don't want to come, just say you're not coming. Like, asses. So, since that day, I don't like him.
Yeah. I don't too.
That's why we can't even defend him, you know? With his
fuck him, bro.
You see, I can.
The disrespect, first of all, he's disrespecting us.
Yeah.
He's disrespecting our chillers.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So Mainly our chillers.
Yeah, yeah, dog.
Mainly our chillers.
I got no time for that nigga.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
So, they were having him. There was also another video where there was a girl who stepped on stage while he was playing, and he gave the girl a very sour look, and people were like, he's mean, whatnot. Look, guys, I don't like him, and a lot of people clearly don't, but let's be fair, he was working. I don't see him as the guy I don't like. He's just a DJ doing his job.
Yeah.
And most DJs on the technical riders, they say, can I have 2 meters by 2 meters of just me? Or the booth needs to be that big, and I don't want anyone else here. But that's that on that. Like, you know, you need to learn to separate how you feel about someone when judging an issue involving them.
Yeah.
Are you trying to get a feature or what?
No, I don't. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like, if I don't like you, but I see a situation.
Tell you're a good man.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, I'm saying you're a good man. You always know
what I mean? I don't like him. You know, he doesn't like us. He talks shit about us whenever he can.
Sir, what does
Same thing with the Rhea thing.
What does he say?
Oh, like, he'll never come on.
Well, yeah.
Like, he said that, like, now.
As if we need him.
No, fuck. We don't need Jazik.
He can stand in the queue.
A jazzy one, right? Stand in a fucking Jazik queue. Motherfucker.
Oh, fuck. I want to talk about Pearl Tusi, man. She finally realized that she doesn't need the NC to pay her rent. Eh?
Oh, Pearl Tusi.
What did she tweet? She tweeted that if you vote for the ANC, then you don't love yourself.
Woo.
That takes some balls.
Especially after you've been wearing NC regalia. Yeah, you know what I mean? And you've campaigned for them before, which is still fine. Like, people make it like if you were a political party or you support a particular political party and you make a U-turn, it's wrong. No, it's fine, guys. People grow up, people change. Mm. I mean, how many relationships have we all been in with people we once loved and we eventually decided, nah, this shit is toxic, F off. So she's got a point, though. I mean, look at what's happening with load shedding.
Yeah, man.
Load shedding is crazy. I got a call, like, from family. Gokasi, you know, and they were like, we don't have fucking load shedding. It's load shedding. We have load shedding 3 days, no electricity.
Yeah, in Rustenburg, my woman's mother was saying they haven't had water in like weeks.
Exactly. And it's, you know, no electricity. 3 days. And I asked my family, hey, bana, do you even still call it mutlakasi? If it never actually comes to the country. Is it mutlakasi? It's not mutlakasi anymore, man. Mutlakori sabab or something. Hey, and all thanks to our leadership.
Ish, bro. That's all a sad conversation,
like,
man.
Like, it's things are getting really messed
We're
up.
We're regressing as a country, man.
We are. Yeah. Here's the thing. So we went to Ghana, right? When we got to Ghana, we arrived, we do the COVID test, the formalities, and then we pick up our luggage. And then we walk where we leave the luggage area. They check your luggage if it matches your name, because your luggage has a tag and your name was on the tag.
Sure.
Notice in South Africa, no one checked.
Yeah.
So anyone could have grabbed your bag and bounced.
Yeah.
So you could have been at Dubai or wherever and bought 3 MacBook Pros and a camera for the guys and whatever. And someone comes and randomly picks your shit up and goes. And notice when we arrived at customs that we had, in SA, there was like 3-4 people working there. In Ghana, almost all the stations were filled.
Yes.
There was no queue.
Yes, there was no queue.
And when you arrived, you knew where to go. In South Africa, it's like every man for himself.
Yeah.
No one's telling you, go here, go there. And you're like, wait, this is my first international travel. No one gives a fuck.
And Ted was saying, Ted is the guy who planned the Ghana trip with us.
Ted Koka.
Yeah, where is he? What country is
contest? He's from Congo.
He's from
Congolese.
Congo.
Yeah. Congolese.
He's saying the way SA is headed, because like Congo went through the similar things.
Yeah.
He's saying we shouldn't be surprised if SA becomes like the next Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Because this is how it starts.
We're going there at a rate of knots. Very fast.
Like, you saw the form that were given inside the plane coming back that were to fill in.
Yeah.
When you hand it in, they literally just put it inside like that box, basically. Don't even check it.
Yes. Oh, so, yes. And
that's
also, when we left, we needed to fill in that form.
Oh,
remember that delayed the gate.
Form.
So, I finished first.
I scribbled.
I finished first, and I gave to the guy, didn't check. Now, we were running late. I called everyone. I was like, guys, just scribble. And
which we did. We all scribbled.
Just scribble and give it to him.
Yeah.
I wrote the lyrics of Rufuno.
Yeah. And then I didn't check.
Literally, I wrote my name. And the guy's like, ah, but you're delang. I'm like, Baba, I'm like,
and then when we got in Ghana, tried the same shit.
Never.
You gave the guy, he's like, please confirm what you wrote here. Hey!
I'm like, man, I'm a scribbler.
Hey, man, this one has been doctored. Because it's a doctor's handwriting, this one. I like, no, this is not me, man. I'm like, ish. Then he just slides me a new one, like, please fill in this thing properly. Then I knew that, oh, shit is real here.
Yeah.
It's no fucking around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't just get away with fucking murder. You know
but
what I mean?
How crazy on social media, you can't seem to be supporting ANC or DA. Because I tried to cancel my Kazi because he was wearing like ANC.
Nah, people must stop that, bro. Like, people must stop that. Artists are human.
Is it safe to say what you're going to vote for now? Like, what's up?
Yeah, you can say it.
Yeah, who are you and Mnanga voting? Are you voting for the same party?
Well, no, he's not sure. I was just telling, because I kind of share the same sentiments with like Pearl Tusi. You see where she was going, okay, despite the fact that she's not no longer getting a bag from ANC, la-di-da. But what she was saying is just, guys, ANC has just disappointed us so much. I was like,
ANC has let us down.
Yeah,
man.
Like so much. So it's kind of like, and I always say this thing that at this rate, if ANC is winning with your 60%, that's embarrassing. If it's winning with like 42, like, then I feel like they'll start literally pulling their socks up and just doing better. But for as long as they're just still there, 60-70.
You see, when you say they'll start pulling their socks up, it sounds like you have already decided they are the only answer. They must just get their house in order.
No, not really. But I just like...
What's wrong with them just going out? And then someone else takes over.
But the thing
is, if they're really serious, it'll
come
back.
Are we really ready for the other ones to take over?
Ooh.
That's another question.
Hey.
So I'm seeing more like a coalition kind of government. Like, let them all work together.
I don't mind as long as things work in the country. Yeah. I don't mind who is in the presidency, who is running things. I know these are just local elections, but I'm talking now about nationally. As long as things work. And I think a lot of South Africans are there. They just want things to work. We have such a beautiful country with amazing infrastructure. We just want things to work.
Why is it a bad thing as a public public figure? You can't say you're not voting. Why is that not a bad thing? Yeah.
Because it looks like you are playing with the democracy that was so hard fought by many people for, and you just you're not exercising your democratic right to vote. But and a lot of people say that because they want to hurt the ANC, right? But now people are like, rather vote for someone else.
But isn't it a right to vote?
Can I ask a question?
It is. Technically, it is.
Yeah, you're not forced to.
You're not forced to vote. Yeah. No one will come to your house and say, go vote.
Yeah.
Is saying I'm not going to vote equivalent to saying I'm not taking the vaccine now?
Of course, definitely, yeah.
Is it kind of like that? Kind of like, because obviously people frown upon you.
Yes.
If you say you're not taking the vaccine. How dare you? I'm not going to vote. How dare you?
Did you see they're paying old people $100 to vax?
Hey, did you hear that? You get a ShopRite voucher. No, but it's for the 60.
What an insult.
It's for the Madalas. You know, the gogos and grandpas.
What an insult.
Yeah.
So you qualify now. Where's the $100, dog?
Yeah, they said this weekend.
What bothered me is I heard, I haven't verified, but I heard that apparently now the kids can vote. I mean, can vaccinate. But now they can do it without consent of their parents.
Yeah.
That is ludicrous.
The 12 to 18, right?
That's ludicrous. Yeah. When legally, I mean, any 12 to 18 year old or 17 can't get into a contract. You need your parents to assist you. You know what I mean? They're allowing kids to just put stuff in their bodies. And I'm not saying don't vaccinate. Like anything a kid will put into their body, I'm pretty sure the parent needs to consent.
Yeah. You know what fascinates me,
it's
bro?
So weird.
It's like the whole vaccine rollout has been so smooth, bro. They send you SMSs. They'll even come pick you up. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you where all the stations are, where you can go. Mm-hmm. Come for the first jab, second jab. Mm-hmm. Everything is smooth. Not a hitch in place. Mars. Try get an ID. Try get a license.
No. Renew your license.
Renew.
Zakala, man.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like they can get everybody in the world vaccinated, but they can't feed everyone in the world.
Yeah.
Just get a simple meal per day to everyone. But they're willing to spend how many thousands of dollars per person in the world to get them vaccinated.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
Yeah, makes you think, man. So are you voting?
No, I'm going to vote. Mm-hmm. I am going to vote for...
Are you going to tell us who you're voting for?
It's fine if you don't tell us. You don't have to. There's no obligation. I'm definitely voting.
Yeah. I'm voting.
Definitely. Like, load shedding gave me enough time.
There's tasting in silence. Voting stations in Hillbrow.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, they are. They gladly in Hillbrow, they are empty. Hillbrow, they are empty. You walk in there, Kaya. You go in. Oh, cool, man. Beat that. Talk. Go vote. You in and out. 2 seconds.
Yeah.
No long queues.
Yeah.
Because you're like the only one with
two South Africans.
Because exactly, you're the only one with the ID.
Hey, no. Thank God. I have one more bed. Let's vote. Credit to Anna.
What time are you guys coming?
Next to the police station.
So you don't have to sit there the whole day. They'll be calling you individually.
Yeah, literally.
What time are you coming? So they don't have to sit until night.
Nah, this is nice, dog. Like, what I love about Hillbrow is that if you vote,
they send him a WhatsApp.
Yeah, like,
what else?
Get there, it's back in 10 minutes.
What else has been happening, Ghost Lady? What did I miss out on?
Guys, I'm always here reporting about, you know, who's the text man after.
Yeah.
You know, now it's Sahara.
Sahara?
Yes.
So Sahara now.
Sahara, yes. And
the text man or the Knox man?
Number one from
me. Drop this fucking thing of yours.
That's a good one.
Oh, so, Uzahara has to
pay. No, this is too much fun, man. I love being here.
So he was he was issued like a whole demand.
Who?
Zahara now. Yeah. Oh. And has to pay up within literally, like, there's a warrant for arrest for her.
Mm. Whoa, yes. Warrant of arrest.
Yes. So if she doesn't, it's going to. Casper Nyoves, on the other hand, well, this has been regular for him, and they're back for him again.
Casper, tax.
Yeah.
How much does he owe them?
He has to pay within 10 days.
Huh? How much does he owe them?
Okay, it's 135,000.
That's 10 sneakers. Casper, how many sneakers?
How many, I feel like. Here.
How many Roots of Fames? how many sneakers, guys? Come on, like 20,000, man, something, you know? They'll be fine. Like, I was buying football teams. They've got money. They'll be fine. 100, there's nothing. Nah, that's nothing for Casper. That's nothing.
So within 10 days, he has to pay up.
Nah, he probably
paid. And the days
paid.
Have passed already, because this demand was came out on the 19th, so it had to be paid up by the 29th of October.
Has anyone ever gone to prison for tax evasion?
No.
Not in this country.
Not that we, not anyone.
Not a popular figure, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone famous.
Not anyone famous. Because Taz's understanding also, like, I mean, you can owe like 10 million or 9, like major leagues or 11, like euphonic.
Exactly. And you've had the major leagues euphonic that we've also reported on.
Yeah. Like, you just make an arrangement with them.
Imagine you go to prison, like, hey, boy, what are you in for? Pay tax.
Tax evasion. Now you're a tick evasion. You're a tick evading in prison. Then I go try and I'm a super figure. No, Valera. Hey, now you're a dick evading. Your fucking name in prison is Vigandu. Viga! Hola, Viggy, I'm like Viggy. Hola, Viggy, I'm like Bamba. Vicks. On your ass.
Fuck rap.
Bagram. Then you with this one, next week you with that one, then you're like, ah, you're Rabela.
Oh, anything else goes late.
So guys, are you forgetting allowance as a man? Like, would you like to get allowance as a guy? So Zoto Aban, do you know? She was very open up. She's open about her relationship, and she says, she does give her, like, her boyfriend the allowance.
Ooh.
Yeah. Would you guys like your allowance?
But she dates younger guys, and she's, like, richer than them, so it makes sense.
Yeah, but even if, let's say you've got a girl, yeah, and she's got the money, she works, would you like allowance as a guy?
So, Kijile got an allowance? No.
I comrade, aye. That motion
denied. I like
denied.
How you not deny it.
Black motion denied. Black motion denied, comrade. Come on, Tibo's got money, bro. Black motion are good.
Yeah,
they're good.
Solid.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I think people must craft their relationships to what works for them. And if 38-something or 40-something-year-old mama with money is dating a 19-year-old who doesn't have money, it's stupid to expect a 19-year-old to provide for that person. So I think it's fine.
Yeah, because relationships.
We've normalized women getting allowance, you know, so why not? For guys, especially if you take into consideration the unique situation of that particular relationship. So I think it's cool. I think it's fine. I wouldn't do it, but then again.
So you wouldn't accept money from your woman?
No. Like,
why?
As a monthly thing.
Yeah.
Like, this one takes care of me. No, wait.
No, yes, you are working, but there's just some money. Like, when it's a 5,000, she just makes sure I send to Saul.
Look, no. If my woman wins the lottery or gets a super good business deal and says, yes, 50K, randomly, I'm like, oh, okay, thank you.
Exactly,
right? Gift. Oh, wow, that's amazing. Thank you. But not for her to maintain me every month. No, my pride wouldn't allow at all.
My woman wants an allowance now. Harry, you got the channel all money.
Now that you got the channel all money.
Yeah, what's that bag? Just part of that bag. Make a plan.
Do you have an allowance, ghost lady?
I do get.
Wow. Mm.
I'm getting a nice allowance.
So what do you do with the podcast money?
She saves it. Saves it.
Maybe allowance is not that much. That's why I have to still do the podcast. You see?
Hey, ghost lady, when you shouldn't get paid, we'll use it for tax.
Yes, before they come for us. Before they come for us.
Yeah, please. Before they come for
us. Yay. SARS is a villain. When SARS comes for us, SARS is a villain. We're like, whoa. When the taxman comes knocking, hey, SARS is a villain. Hey, SARS, so born. But your allowance.
Hey, when the taxman comes, you don't work here, you're a freelancer. No?
I mean, that's my employment code. I don't have an employee code. I don't get a pay slip. I'm freelancing. I invoice, guys. I'm asking. You know? I don't know. I understand. So you as a wife, so you and Ma are married and you still pay for an allowance.
Wow.
What is expected? Like, is your allowance yours? Or is it one of those that you're buying groceries, which technically it's not because now it goes back into the household?
No, it's mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't care what you do with it?
Yeah, no.
Where you go with it?
No.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, man. Naga, I'm sure there's a lot of chillers that want Naga now, eh?
Protect him, eh? Bring him Naga to an event. Yeah. You bring him to the party.
No, I'm not. That's why I didn't take him to Ghana. I was like, hey, stay home. It's dangerous out there in Africa.
Before we go, the Tembisa 10 story hasn't ended, dog. Hey.
Yo.
What's going on now?
The Gauteng government is suing Piet Rampedi and independent media. We had a press conference saying the babies were stolen. The doctor that they called to the press conference isn't even a gynecologist.
Gynecologist.
Oh.
It's a mess, bro.
It's hectic.
Yeah.
And the allegation there.
Yeah. That
the kids were born, some of them died, right?
Yeah.
This. Yeah.
I didn't hear that one. I missed that one. I said. Gynecologist.
No. I said it's not a guy, he's just a guy with knees.
I missed that one.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry, dog. There's many. So what happened?
So the allegation was that also that these kids were actually born, right? But some of them passed on, and then some were actually like trafficked out of the country.
The Tembisa 10?
Yes.
Okay, who the fuck traffics a fucking 2 months old?
Like.
Oh, month old.
Has the baby. So
yeah,
it wasn't
apparently,
Nah, that's lies. It's, no
that's
way.
That's fake news.
It's people don't
know. Because look, women get trafficked a lot for prostitution. That's why most women get trafficked more than men. Who is going to traffic a month-year-old baby? What? To give it away for... I mean, there's so many kids up for adoption in a lot of countries.
Was it Buster 99?
He's doing so well. He dropped an album. You know, he's sitting on a forklift. There, did you see? Well, that's what he does at night. He sees girls, he lifts them, and then he
fucks them!
Fucks them! Fuck lift man! We see you! He's stacking the girls up.
Because we're still waiting for that song you did with those girls. Where's that song? Can someone answer that?
Where's that song, guys?
Where's that?
Song, man?
Where is she?
Well, you didn't drop that song.
Yo.
And I used to remember Buster before I was even famous. I used to see him at Major League Garden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now I only see him at kindergarten.
With the forklift?
I think I saw Landy's dog.
Ha 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 ha
We love you, Pastor. Man.
Oh, man.
With the song, guys.
Oh, God. Fucking hell. I got a letter here from a chiller I wanted to read.
Oh, dope.
Hi, Meg G. Hope you're well. Please allow me to shoot my shot. I noticed that behind the scenes, the team is male-dominated. Therefore, I would like to please have a look at my CV for any position you might have at this growing network I so love. Mm. I'm an audio producer and have worked at a community station for over 7 years. So she wants your job, Chief.
Yeah.
Audio, so yeah, technical producer. Yeah, that sounds like a technical producer.
I started an online radio station with a friend, which did not work out. I currently manage an internet cafe just to put food on the table, but it's not what I want to do for a living. Broadcasting is my thing, and I would like an opportunity to get back into the industry. Hope to hear from you soon. So she's a lady and she wants to work on the podcast, man.
Oh.
Hey, man, we don't want no smoke, man. Hey, you know,
we've got a ladies in the behind the scenes. We got a lot of ladies though.
Yeah, okay, but they're not on the Monday show.
We've got Yondela, who does our sales. We've got Dudu, who's our producer and hooks up a lot of the interviews.
Hey, but I'm scared of hiring females, man. Just now you walk past, say you bump her ass just by mistake.
Hey!
Zakala, man. Zakala.
Hey!
HR.
HR.
And I've worked with you guys so many times. I was like, literally.
But you're one of the boys, man.
You're one of the boys. We love your husband more than you. You know, like, I mean.
You guys, so you don't see me, ne?
You are the boys, man.
Hey, I'm not worried, dog, eh? Hey,
dude, eventually, I mean, our lawyer's female also. Look, eventually, we're going to have to, bro, if the team...
But that's the thing. Those people, they work remotely. Mm. Like, you see the crew, we're with them, like, Ghana, we're with them the whole week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Imagine how many... We say inappropriate things
all
the time.
In the crew, there's just one girl. In the crew, and that's just... Ghost Lady, and she's part of talent.
Mm.
So the crew's all male black.
No, but wait.
What's on?
No. But isn't it Melikin's fault now?
I'm just
saying. It's Melikin's fault for not employing a woman. Technically.
I'm saying, I don't want no smoke, man.
Yeah, but it's Melikin's.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Bro, imagine we hired the Sangoma girl. She could easily say, you should have seen the way Saul was looking at me. I felt so uncomfortable he was undressing me.
Yo.
Which you were, but you know. if she tweets that,
yo,
it's over for the podcast.
Over.
It's over. It's a wrap.
It's over.
I would love to hire, not just based on gender, but whoever's best for the position.
Mm. And, because already... Heads, I said the guys are black because already we're an all black.
Yeah,
you know, like crew.
Crew.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shit, we are.
Yeah.
We don't have a white person, eh?
No.
Fuck.
We got a white guy helping us. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's savage with the deals.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But like, generally, the crew, it's black. Yeah. But that's
niggas.
Niggas. That's why African timing with the upload time, right? That's African time.
Yeah,
but no.
The channel, man. It's just the African time, guys.
Ooh, what are you saying? If we had a female crew, no footage would go missing, ne?
No.
Yeah.
Hey.
But the drama.
Hey.
Which drama?
Hey.
Don't.
Female. Okay.
Don't.
Ever since this podcast, which guy has fought with anyone, or any other guy?
You guys almost fought in Ghana, you and Mesh.
Never! It was banter!
No!
He just took it personal.
You were mad!
No!
Menace!
No!
I got my menace!
No! So I was just having a bad day.
Ghana.
It was just.
So in Ghana, Siaga. Right? We are eating. Guys, we are eating. We are nourishing our God-given bodies. The temples that we
carry. Let me tell you from my perspective. I just thought, Saul, you were just being so.
No,
so,
let him finish. Okay. Let him finish.
No, explain. I was being so.
No, let him finish. Finish.
Okay. Finish.
Yes,
your story.
Please let me finish.
Finish.
Siaga. Guys, ukosle du pegi la makanda nandi breakfast. Ne? And the steak. Nyama. Ne? Dishes up.
That's the only reason we went with you to Ghana, by the way.
Oh, fuck you.
Yes. Now I said, Nimu steak, na my God. Who's going breakfast him now? Sadly, you're not going to get the dessert. That's reserved for me.
Yeah.
So, Siaga, right? We all eat. As always, 1 minute, I'm done eating. Mash! Spawn of Satan says to me, in a quiet room full of people
and it's
enjoying their meal, singles me out, looks at me, hassle so good. You, I lost it.
Yo!
I was like, dog, you're rude. No, you're rude. Like, what are you trying to achieve with that statement? Informing everyone that I'm dead. Are you trying to embarrass me? Are you looking at me eating? Instead of focusing on your own meal, me, my body's good, I'm nice. We all had good food. Why? To me, it's bad table manners. You know, ha, you're done. Ha, you're the third one to finish. Ha, now we're going to eat it. Like, you don't do that, man. And I went in hard on
it. You're always Carla.
I love mash, but it was not a fight.
Hey? Yes.
Yes, yeah, speak.
Inking in Kale lifting.
Okay, you see, now that was probably banter. What happened in the lift?
No,
I remember the lift with an incident. What happened?
So what happened in the lift? Let me explain, Ghost Lane, what happened in the lift, right?
All right.
So we need to go to the third floor.
Yeah.
And then Saul's the first one at the lift, right? So now we all get into the lift. But the lift wouldn't move because there's too much weight. So we're like, Saul, please get up.
And I'm the first one there. I fucking arrived before anyone. I'm not gonna. Did I leave? Did I leave the lift?
No, fuck y'all for doing that.
Like, yeah. Fuck you, I was the first one, yeah. You fucking leave.
Yeah. I'm like, wait aside. I know you want my weight aside and outside, but fuck that shit. I was here first. Why the fuck? Three people must go.
That are equal to me.
Yeah, exactly. Three people must fuck. I would have. I arrived there first. But you see, the food thing in my heart had nothing to do with the lifting. The lifting was not even personal. It was just like stupid. Like, logic.
No, but you were smashing doors. You smashed the lift.
Yeah. Oh, so I was busted. I was smashing the lift. Buster smashed the lift. Hey, man, I will be. Oh.
What if fuck lift?
Yeah, I was pissed, but as soon as I left the lift, I was over it.
Yeah,
you know
that
what I mean?
Like, funny,
that's,
man.
That's like nothing, you know?
Yeah.
But eating, food, and you say I'm the first one, you're announcing. Saul is the first one to finish his meal. Like, what the fuck? That's not necessary, bro. And now, of course, I was pissed. I'm like, dude, that's rude. You don't have table manners. You can't do that. You don't do that to people. You know what I mean?
Anyway, anything else you want to say, bro?
Nah, nothing else. Thank God I haven't seen the frog video. Have you seen the frog
video? I don't want to see that, bro.
I tweeted and I said, what frog video? Because I saw people were like, you don't want to see it.
Oh, no.
People, some sent like screenshots, but yeah, thank God it was just that I didn't.
Someone shared it to me, like, you know, via WhatsApp, and it downloads automatically.
Oh. Yes.
So I'm in my gallery and I just see like the picture. I'm like, oh, yo, what is this? You saw it. Ghosty.
Do you regret seeing it?
Yeah, I do.
People are like,
it's so disgusting.
Oh, like, sis, you know, man.
Ugh, guys, I don't know. So what's going on in this world?
And then you're gonna ask why.
I missed that.
No, I wanted to say, but I couldn't. It wasn't coming to my head. Why we frog out of the muffs? Yeah. But it wasn't coming to me.
So you born ill, guys?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Bugi? Yeah, in this video.
About my night.
Ah,
no,
yeah. You've got it on your phone.
I don't want to see that thing.
And you're confident to say that?
No, it was in a group. So the group, they sent it in the group.
I don't know if...
Sis, man.
Yeah. I'm not a puss. I'm not a chicken. Let me see it.
It's just, I don't know. Like, who records this? Who does these things?
Like, people are saying it'll make you not see pussy the same. I don't think anything can change my mind on pussy. You have it? Okay, good then. Okay.
This is why we need females on the team. You walk around carrying videos like that, dog.
Dog. Fuck.
Unfortunately not.
Like, what is even the story behind this thing?
Apparently,
so it's a ritual.
Apparently, if I was a toilet, For fertility. Apparently, it's like the same reason why rhinos get killed and whatnot, because people there believe like the horn helps you with your erections and whatnot, or libido.
I'm trying to see that, man.
So the sixth thing.
Guys, I'm not trying to see that, man.
I can stomach this. I've seen a lot of things in my life. Hey, already the screen, the, you know, before you go into like the screen.
Uh-huh. It's a dude. It's for fertility issues.
It's for fertility. That's what I know. That apparently someone posted.
Like, okay. I don't know. What happened to just going to a fertility specialist, and then that's they help it. You? Huh?
So you'd rather put on a whole living.
You put a whole frog inside your vagina in order that will help you have a child.
Okay, I'm watching.
Guys, people are having lunch. This is drive time, guys.
People are stuck in traffic.
Yeah,
people are stuck in traffic.
Wait. So what's this? Is it a leg now? He's pulling.
Oh, no, man.
Does it say anything?
No, there's no dialogue.
There's no dialogue. Oh.
You want a commentator in there?
The woman is moaning.
But one thing for sure.
Oh, so it's just a frog. Agnam kok.
Hey. But one thing for sure, the frog gets more pussy than Maligan.
Hi, boo, guys. Hi, coco.
And it was in with the head. Sis, man. Sis, guys.
Okay, it's enough, son.
Okay, but people like they can't eat from this video. Come on, it's disgusting, but it's not like that. I mean, if I see pussy tonight, I won't be like traumatized or anything. So he's pulling the leg.
Hi, man. Hey,
and then the other leg just comes out like.
Let's move on. Goes like, who else is the text man after? Hey,
what's that white thing? What's the frog?
No, man. Yo, make sure you check out my new single, man. Take it into the top, baby.
Nah, and it's even a small frog. It's not like a big frog.
Yeah.
The thing is not that disgusting.
Aye, let's move on, dog.
It's a tad bit disgusting.
Drop that thing of yours, chief. Drop that thing.
Nah, it's not that bad. Come on. People are like, oh, you'll be traumatized. Like, I saw a stomach snake or something. No, man, it's not that bad.
Nah, it's sickening. It's disgusting. It's sickening, guys.
To think that, I mean, I feel sorry for the girl. What you doing with that thing inside of you? But it's not like.
No, man. Fuck.
But it's not like.
I'm so put off. Like, it's so nasty.
Crazy, bro.
So nasty.
Sure. Ass out the pussy.
I'm still.
When it comes out the bum.
Oh, yeah. We'll do the I'm still after the thing.
So much for. Please, Ghost Lady, remind me about I'm still.
Oh, so much.
Like, when we're done with the episode.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll take this out,
innit? Okay, cool. Yeah, this. No, are you serious or.
Yeah,
you want to take it out?
Yeah.
Which part?
Take it out.
Which part? No, I'm confused. Which part?
The arm still part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So not we'll the frog part.
Where do you want me to pick it up from? Let me make announcements. Yeah.
You're wrapping up, essentially. Yeah.
Let me make an announcement.
3:59. You guys are good.
All right, cool, man. It's time to make some announcements.
Yes.
Yes. We've got a brand new website on Grandeur, yeah?
Ooh.
Check out the Grandeur brand new website. We've revamped it. We've got some cool discounts going on. So just visit www.grandeurgin.com.
Oh, dope. Yeah. www.grandeurgin.com.
Have you revamped the t-shirt website?
We should.
Yeah?
We should. And we're also at a store now.
Oh, nice.
A pop-up store in Newtown. It is called Detail.
Yeah, yeah.
The shop is opposite the McDonald's, obviously, in Newtown. Yeah. If Newtown Junction, opposite McDonald's, Detail's pop-up store, you'll find podcast and chill
merch. Bro, David, did you see the frog video?
Frog? Yeah. Yes, bro, David, did you see the frog?
Let's give him a mic there. What did you think of it, bro, David? Hey, you've seen a lot of pussy in your life, yeah?
Oh, King David for a reason. The castle is the abattoir.
I've had the disadvantage and the unfortunate experience of seeing the frog. I didn't like it. I thought it was in bad taste. But it is what it is, I guess.
They took kissing a frog to another level. Eh?
Ooh.
Shit, man. All right, we are here. Podcast and chill, man. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you stream Lufuno. We're taking it to number one.
Number one, guys.
We are here. And we'll see you this coming Saturday. My birthday party. I even forgot how old I'm turning, man. That's how much I don't even tell.
You're
34.
It doesn't matter.
34,
ne? You're turning 34.
No, this year.
I'm 87, baby. 34.
Oh, 87. I'm 87.
Yeah.
She's 87.
We're all 34 this year.
Oh, we're all 87. Yeah. Okay, turning 34.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. And you brought David 60? 49.
49! Yeah. Is it? I'm a thought. 46. All 40, that life.
46?
Oh, 46. Oh,
it makes sense. He's got a meal for every year. It's a pleasure, this one. You'll buy this podcast with Channel O in it.
Everyone.
And give us allowance.
The snakes walk over time. All the time.
We are here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Boom.
Oh, man. That was cool. Oh, that was nice. Oh, we haven't had a show like that in a while.
But he said he couldn't wait.
Oh, no.
You've
got the smallest bone. Do you know where it is? In your ear.
Are we ready, guys?
No, mama.
Are we ready? We'll talk about the fibula after.
I said limbs.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, it's fibula huge.
Yeah.
It's a big bone.
Yeah, we'll finish after. Let's go.
Boy. We'll Google it.
Are we ready? Okay. Yo, bro, did you hear? I forgot to mention, man. Apparently, Jerusalem, it's not Master KG. He didn't make the song. KG not.
Oh, KG not. KG not. Nice one.
Oh, I landed on that one. It wasn't planned. It wasn't planned. But I'll take it.
Take it. KG not.
I got an email. So this is the summary. I got an email. This is what happened, right? Chamza the DJ. His name is Ntimela Chris Chauke. Was phoned by Master KG around the 19th of August 2019 to come to his studio in Midrand to produce a track for female vocalist Nomcebo. Chamza traveled from Limpopo to Midrand where he produced a beat from Nomcebo in Master KG's studio. He recorded the vocals, arranged the vocals, then went back to Limpopo. Master KG wasn't in the studio at the time when the vocals were recorded and arranged. Chamza the DJ never received any payment for the production of work done on the track. Furthermore, there was never any paperwork signed. When the track was released, Chams the DJ phoned Master KG and Open Mic, the recording company, to inquire what was happening. Their response to him was that they would have a meeting with him. To date, no such meeting has transpired. Allegedly.
Hey, coach. Thank you, coach.
Thank you, coach. Hey, how crazy. This is the biggest song to come out of Africa, bro.
What?
Dude, when we were flying, because like there was a guy sitting next to me, because we're flying Emirates and they've got screens, and he was listening to Master KG's album the whole flight.
Who doesn't have screens?
All flights have screens.
Oh, do they all have screens? Oh, Flight Affair doesn't have screens.
Okay, local one.
Yeah, coach, do you know someone that I say, man? We're trying to get a refund, dog. Yo, it's a mission.
Yo.
A refund?
Yeah.
For what now?
We bought some tickets and then we need a refund now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, bro.
But
like, Ghost Lady, you try to call them, ne?
Yeah, I called. I've been trying to call them. They're just their lines up. Like they never answered, and they always tell you that they've got such a backlog because they've just recently opened. Remember?
Yeah.
And then they're still.
But it's
just
say, hey, guys.
Yeah, and
they flew with the money
from lockdown. Hey.
So do you think we're gonna get a refund? I think it's gone.
Wow. No. We have.
No. We need to get a refund.
No, we have we'll to get we'll
it. It's a lot
refund.
Of money. Like flights for 9 people.
Yeah.
You don't have anyone at SAA, bro.
I know the process.
We will get it.
Yeah. Hey, hopefully, man. Oh. Yeah. It's SAA, don't like remember. Sound like for nothing works, and it's government run.
Otherwise, we'll have to pay Channel O back.
Yeah. We need to do what? Pay Channel O back.
Otherwise, we'll have to pay them back.
How do we get your old man?
Anyway, what do you think about the Master KG thing?
Is it the EV folder? Yeah, ANC.
Oh, it's in the folder.
Oh,
yeah.
it's corrupt.
That folder keeps piling up. Hey.
Wow.
What do you think?
Nah, that's fucked up.
Sure.
Like, dude, you're Master KG. You're on Twitter giving money away every day, giving e-walleting people from Dubai, sitting in Dubai in a hotel, e-walleting 10,000, 5,000 to people.
He does that?
Yeah, he does that.
Whoa.
He gives money away on Twitter.
Damn.
Then he's arrived. Gives KGs and KGs of bags.
He's a master.
Yo, hey, but who doesn't own his master? Open mic owns his master.
Oh, let's not go there.
But yeah, so to me, that's disgusting. That you're making so much money from gigs, giving. I'm pretty sure this guy would have kept quiet if we gave him 200K.
Mm.
200K is nothing for Master KG.
Yeah.
And it's probably a huge amount for that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though it's still, you are not paying him what you're supposed to.
Mm.
Master KG has made millions just from gigs.
And
could
I tried
to pay that guy 500K because he is the goose that laid the golden egg.
Yeah.
And I tried to call the guy, but he's not answering anymore. So we'll keep trying to call him so you can get the real story from the horse's
mouth.
Yeah,
we need to talk to him directly, you know what I mean? But it's disappointing from Master KG if it's true.
Or should we say, you know, like how those papers say, we reached out but they couldn't comment.
Oh yeah, you weren't available for comments. No man, it's come on. Look, man, just appreciate the guy. He changed, literally, that guy, if it's true, the story, that guy changed Master KG's life.
Mm.
He changed Master KG's life.
Yeah, forever.
Forever. Mm. Master KG is making millions. He's still going to get residual income from that song in royalties.
Yeah.
Because it's played everywhere. It's played in flights. It's played everywhere. Mm. You know? Give a guy half a mil or a mil even.
Yeah.
Just give a guy a mil. He can afford it. Master KG's got money, bro.
For
he's getting paid in dirhams in Dubai. He's getting paid in foreign currencies that are 10 times. He's playing in Kuwait. Mm. They've got currency there that's 30 rands to the dollar or something. Mm. Coach knows. Yeah. You know, Kuwait's got everywhere. Come on, just pay the guy a million rands and that's it. You know he can take care of his kids, his family, probably buy a house for himself if he doesn't have a house. Like Ubuntu, it's basic manners.
I agree, man.
Anyway, on to more exciting news.
Yeah!
4th of December, we're celebrating the return of Friends of Amstel. Ooh. It's one of the most exciting events of the year. I cannot wait.
Dude.
It's this and then my birthday.
Oh,
two exciting events.
Two, yes.
Okay. Yeah. But this one is the best.
Oh, mm-hmm. This one is the best.
Yeah, have you seen the lineup?
Yay!
Oh, who's kid, dog? I mean.
Yeah. This year, the lineup features an international headliner, Nigerian-born Afrobeat star Wizkid. Kezo. Also on the lineup, we got Focalistic, Deben Gogo, Kamumpela, Mr. Jazik, Oscar Mbo, DJ Stokies, Java, Big Zulu, Banks, Venom, Lasol, Da Capo, Lamiz, Lula Cafe. Tickets are limited and they cannot be purchased. So to secure your seats, you need to buy yourself an Amstel and dial *120*132# and follow the instructions so you can come through and party with us and all those guys that I just mentioned. And thanks to our friends at Amstel, we're going to be giving away a 6-pack every single week until the gig to our chillers.
Of course.
So make sure you follow the Amstel post on our IG page.
Yeah.
And yeah, just comment with the pair that you would like to see on the night.
Yes.
This week, congratulations to, who's the guy? Where is he? The_Tumelo on Instagram.
Ooh.
He commented on our IG page and he would like to see Java and Big Zulu.
Oh. Hey, they're all from what Berg?
Hey, what Berg?
No.
Bergville,
yeah. And they're from the same hood, Bergville.
Yeah.
Hey, dope combo.
So yeah, you can now comment Java and Big Zulu. You can't use them anymore because that pair is gone.
Yeah, that pair is gone.
Yeah, so use another pair. And yeah, next week you could be winning yourself six pack of Amstel.
Nice.
Yeah, not to sell for persons under the age of 18.
Yeah.
Casual.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismeji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.